So now let's look on what part he did fulfill.
ببینیم در کجای
Go back to verse 18.
برگردیم آیه 18 لوقا.
And I just read verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Yep. Of course, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That part was fulfilled.
روح خدا بر من است تکمیل شده.
Yeah. In the previous chapter, we saw at this baptism that the Holy Ghost came on Jesus Christ.
روح القدس روی عیسی مسیح قرار گرفت.
And we'll see the effects of that. Jesus being led
مسیح
by the Spirit.
با روح خداوند رهبری میشه.
First of all, to be tempted in the desert.
اول وسوسه میشه در اون کبیر.
Now we find him in the power of the Spirit going around Galilee.
و قدرت روح میبینیم در جلیله.
And he's preaching the gospel to the poor.
و موعظه میکنه انجیل عیسی مسیح.
He is healing the brokenhearted.
شفا میده به اونایی که قلبشون شکسته است.
He's bringing deliverance.
آزادی میاره برای اونهایی که در اسارتن.
Side the blind.
و کوران رو در حقیقت بینا میکنه.
Yeah, to set at liberty.
آزادی میاره مردم رو آزاد میکنه.
And of course, Jesus is preaching these messages.
عیسی مسیح این پیام رو موعظه کرد.
And it says it's with
power. با قدرت.
Which means, as we will see in a moment, that
he
is doing miracles. He is healing people physically, the sick.
شفا میده مریضان رو شفا میده.
People who are demon possessed are set free. Devils being cast out.
دیوها دیو زدند شیطان.
Yeah, so Jesus fulfilled that prophecy in the book of Isaiah.
در کتاب اشعیا اون نبوت اشعیا رو عیسی
So now he arrives in his hometown. He's preaching the good news there. Teaching in the synagogue. Read Luke 4 verse 22. Luke 4 22 and 23. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And he said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Yeah, surely, say unto me this proverb. And he said to him, Ye surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.
آنچه شنیده این که در کفرناحوم از تو صادر شد اینجا نیست در وطن خیش بنام
Yeah, so from the response of Jesus
نتیجه عیسی جواب
we can figure out what's really going on in their minds
میتونیم تعجب بدیم واقعا تو فکر اونا چی میگذره
they're questioning what Jesus is claiming
سوال بردن که عیسی مسیح چه سوالی
they're questioning if he is actually the one who Isaiah spoke of
آیا واقعا اون کسیه که اشعیا بوده یا نه
Yeah, they don't believe him on his words
ایمان ندارن به کلامش
in other words they think he's a liar
فکر
Is this not the son of Joseph?
آیا این پسر یوسف نیست؟
We know this guy. We know this family.
این نیست خانواده خانواده‌اش نمی‌شناسیم مگه.
We know where his house is.
حتی خونه‌اش هم
Yeah, where Mary his mother lives.
مریم مادرش کجا زندگی می‌کنه؟
Yeah. And Joseph of course being the husband of Mary.
یوسف که شوهر مریم.
Not the father of Jesus, but the husband of Mary.
ولی شوهر مریم.
And Jesus tells them what's in their hearts.
عیسی مسیح تو قلبشون میگه.
You want a sign. You want me to prove.
میخوام ثابتتون کنم بهتون. میخوام معجزه کنم.
Yeah, you want me to do things.
میخوام کارهایی برای شما
انجام بدم. Somewhere else. To prove to you.
شهرهای دیگه انجام دادم به شما ثابت کنم.
That is true what I said.
که حقیقت داره اون حرفی که زدم.
Yeah, do it here also in this place. In your own hometown. What you did somewhere else.
تو شهر خودت هم انجام بده عیسی.
And then he says in verse 24. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
آیه 24 میگه هر آینه به شما میگویم هیچ پیامبری در وطن خیش مقبول نباشد.
Yeah, you don't accept me. You don't believe me what I say.
حرفمو قبول نمیکنی.
And then he starts comparing them with two stories in the Bible.
تو دو داستان کتاب مقدس.
Yeah, the first one is in the book of Elijah of Isaiah.
در اولیش در کتاب اشعیا.
Read 25, read verses 25 and 26.
25 و 26.
No, Elijah, sorry. Read verses 25 and 26 from Luke 4.
But I
tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. 25 and 26, yeah.
فصل 4 25 و به حقیقت شما را می
24 25 and 26
و به حقیقت شما را می گویم که بسیاری بیوه زنان در اسرائیل بودند. در ایام الیاس وقتی که آسما مدت 3 سال و 6 ماه است ما چنان که قحطی از این در تمامی زمین پدید آمد و الیاس نزد هیچ کدام از ایشان فرستاده نشد مگر نزد بیوه زنی در صرفه سیدون.
Now, you might remember the story. Yeah, why was there a great famine?
Now,
Elijah prayed that it would not rain. Now, why on earth would he do that?
Now,
it was because the people didn't listen to God. They didn't listen to his prophets. They had walked away from God. Yeah, there was much wickedness. Yeah, so, now, where does Elijah end up?
الیاس به کجا میره؟
Yeah, he eventually ends up with a widow called Sarepta.
میرسه به یه بیوه‌زنی به نام بیوه‌زنی.
And who is not even living in the nation of Israel
or Judah. She's
from Sidon.
اهل سیدون بوده.
And Elijah does these miracles to sustain her during this famine.
و الیاس معجزه میکنه و در توی اون قحطی این زن رو زنده نگه
میداره. Her meal doesn't run out, her oil doesn't run out.
تموم نمیشه، روغنش تموم نمیشه.
And Elijah said, "Hey, this will not happen till there is rain again."
و این اتفاق نمیفته تا زمانی
که the point that Jesus is making?
عیسی چه نکته ای رو اینجا داشته اشاره میکنه؟
Yeah, Elijah, God's messenger, was not accepted among his own people.
پیامبر خداوند هم در میان قوم خداوند قبول نشد.
They did not listen. They didn't believe what he had to say.
ایمان نیاوردن بهش.
And he ends up performing miracles.
و معجزه‌ای رو که میتونست
in a neighboring country.
باشه رفت تو شهر کشور بغلی
انجام داد. For just a Gentile woman will live there.
سیدون به یک زن غیر یهودی معجزه کرد.
And he gives another example.
و یه مثال دیگه ای رو.
Verse 27. Luke 4:27. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed. Saving Nahum the Syrian. Yeah, so Jesus is making again the same point.
Yeah,
there were many lepers,
but
who was healed? Only Nahum the Syrian. Somebody from a foreign country. What was happening in Nazareth? These people had much more light than other places. Yeah, Jesus grew up there. They must have heard about what was said about Jesus.
Yeah.
This was not hidden. We know what went around when he was born. And they had this witness of this person, this man who was perfect. Never did anything wrong. Now Jesus reveals who he is. Of confirms what they should already have known. Yet they didn't believe in him.
با چشمان خودشون جلوی چشمان خودشون دیدن ولی باز ردش کردن و قبول نکردن.
Yeah, when he said, "Hey, this is fulfilled. This prophecy is fulfilled."
این نبوت تکمیل شد.
In your ears.
تو گوشات.
Today.
امروز.
Yeah. Now, Jesus confronting their unbelief is not going very well.
عیسی مسیح وقتی ضد اطاعتیش و نایمانیش رو صحبت میکنه خیلی درست پیش نمیره.
Read verses 20 and 29.
آیه 28 و 29.
And all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust them out of the city and led them into the brow of the hill whereon the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong.
پس تمام اهل کلیسه چون این سخنان را شنیدن پر از خشم گشتند و برخواسته او را از شهر بیرون کردند و بر کلی کوهی که شهر ایشان بنا شده بود
So were these people actually interesting into Ruth to figure out what was going on?
Now,
immediately when they're confronted, they are filled with wrath. Yeah, that's not a broken heart.
Yeah,
that is pride. We know better than you. We are better than you. We're going to throw you off the mountain. Yeah, Jesus preached the truth. Yeah. And when it hits home by the people he speaks to, they're ready to murder him. Not even a legal process. Just grabbing him with the intention to throw him down with his head down, headlong. Yeah, darkness doesn't like light. Yeah, because light reveals the true nature of things. Yeah, you can't see the field in a dark room. But turn on the light, everything gets exposed. Yeah, I was reminded of John 15:18 when I was preparing this. Yeah, if the world hates you, you know that I hated me. That it hated me before it hated you. Yeah, read on in verse 30 in Luke 4. 30-32. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power.
ولی از میان ایشان گذشته رفت و به کفرناحوم شهری از جلیل پایین آمده در روزهای سبت ایشان را تعلیم می داد و از تعلیم او در حیرت افتادند زیرا که کلام او با قدرت می بود.
Yeah, so this must be some kind of miracle that he's able just to walk through and walk out of there.
یه معجزه است که میتونست راه بره و بیاد بیرون.
Escaping the angry crowd.
از اون خشمی که می‌خواستن بکشنش کشته نمیشه و میاد پایین و میاد.
Yeah, and he leaves Nazareth and he goes to another place. Capernaum in this case. And he's teaching there again on the Sabbath.
و دوباره روز سبت در کنیسه موعظه می‌کنه.
And again it says people were astonished.
و بعد میگه همه تعجب کردن.
His word was with power.
کلامش قدرت داشت.
And the next verse we see what kind of power.
آیه بعدی می‌بینیم
چه قدرتی. We're getting some examples of that.
می‌بینیم نمونه‌شو.
Yeah, read verses 33-37. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about.
خاموش باش و از وی بیرون آی. بلا فاصله دیو او را در میان انداخته از او بیرون شد و هیچ آسیبی به دو نرسانید. پس حیرت بر همه ایشان مستولی گشت و یکدیگر را مخاطب ساخته گفتند این چه سخن است که این شخص با قدرت و قوت ارواح پلید را امر می کند و بیرون می آیند و شهرت او در هر مکانی از آن حوالی پیچید.
Yeah, so he's in the synagogue and there's this man who is demon possessed. And I mentioned this before. Yeah, but people being demon possessed, that is a real thing. And it was not only something real in the past.
Yeah,
it happens today as well. It is real today as well. Now, Jesus had the power, of course, being God in the flesh. Yeah, in the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to cast out demons. Yeah, his message came with power. We know also that Jesus had given this power to his disciples, the apostles. So they could cast out demons as well.
Now,
go to Acts
19.
There we have some people who also try to do this.
که دی بودن که تلاش میکنن همین کارو بکنن.
And that is in verses 13-17.
13 و 17. صفحه 222.
Yeah, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the men in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overcame them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
13-17. و می گفتند شما را به آن عیسی که پولس به او موعظه می کند قسم می دهیم. و 7 نفر پسران اسکیوا رئیس کهنه یهود این کار را می کردند. اما پلید روح پلید در جواب ایشان گفت عیسی را می شناسم و پولس را می دانم. اما شما کیستید؟ و آن مرد که روح پلید داشت بر ایشان جست و بر ایشان قدرتمند شده غلبه یافت.
Yeah, so here we have these Jews that were going around.
They
calling themselves exorcists. Yeah, but listen how they deal with the people who are demon possessed.
Yeah,
obviously, they don't know Jesus. They're not Christians.
Yeah,
they've heard about Paul, who preaches Jesus. And the problem they've heard that Paul has cast out demons. So they are trying to do the same thing. Yeah, of course, they want to be popular, they want to be looked upon. See, we have this power as well.
No, don't
touch it. So, what is the response of the devils? Jesus I know. Paul I know. Who are you? Who are you? Tell me anything. And they end up being beaten.
Yeah,
to the point of wounded.
And I just want to point out, this
is not some joke. It is a real.
The
devil is powerful. He has power. There are demons out there that possess people.
Yeah?
Which means these people lose control over their own bodies.
You have
these cases where people have like these multiple personalities, like 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10. They even have different names. So when you talk with them, they who I'm talking to now. Now, that is demon possession. You're talking about demons at that point. Yeah, demon possession is real. It happens today. And these demons are there to harm.
To oppress.
Yeah, and it makes them throw themselves in the fire. We have examples of that in the Bible. Cutting themselves. Running around naked.
Because
these people have no idea what they're doing because they are possessed. They're not in control anymore. How do people end up like that? One of the ways would be being into all these occult, satanic games and stuff. It's dangerous. People think it's fun till they figure out it's real. Till they figure out that they're now possessed. Yeah, and people can end up with multiple devils
so
in them. بعضیا yeah.
ممکنه چند تا روح شیطانی.
Remember the story in the Bible about Legion.
داستانی که در مقدس میگه چندین ارواح پلید از یه نفر بیرون رفت.
Yeah, this is a real thing.
یه چیز واقعی است.
Here is what is fake.
چیزی که الکی دنیای امروز.
Because if you talk about, if you think about exorcism, exorcists.
اگه امروز به جنگیرها فکر میکنی، وقتی میگیم جنگیره.
We often would think about these Catholic priests.
این کاتولیکا و کشیشای کاتولیک.
That run around with these crosses on them.
با صلیبایی که راه میرن.
Often blasphemies with a picture of a Jesus on them because Jesus is off the cross.
که معمولاً تو کف میگن که روی صلیب.
Having Jesus on the cross. Things like that.
صلیب نیست، سر به صلیب.
Supposedly casting out demons.
مثلاً دارن روحو بیرون میبرن.
Now the problem are demon possession. possess themselves.
خودشون به تمایزات پر از روح شیطانی.
Because they are servants of Satan.
چون خادم شیطانن.
Catholicism is an absolute false religion. Works based false religion.
کاملاً مذهبی انسانی و قدرت انسان و کاملاً ضد حقیقت کلام.
And if there's any reason why any devil would come out of a person because of them.
اگه هر دلیلی باشه که یه شیطانی از یه نفر بیاد بیرون یا جنی از یه نفر بیاد بیرون به خاطر کاتولیک.
It would only be because Satan wants to confirm their authenticity.
چون شیطان میخواد ثابت کنه که قوم او حقیقت داره قدرت داره.
And he just tells one of his devils to come out.
به یکی از شیطاناش میگه بیا بیرون مثلا نقش بازی.
To make the exorcist, the false teacher, look good.
که احساس قوت بکنه قدرت بکنه.
Now, if you're in Christ,
اگر در مسیح هستی,
you cannot be demon possessed. So don't worry.
نمیتونی جن تو رو بگیری.
Yeah, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
هر کی که روح القدس درونش زندگی میکنه,
that place in your heart is permanently occupied.
کاملا پر شده و جای خالی وجود نداره.
But somebody who's not a believer can be demon possessed.
اما کسی که ایمان نداره, جای خالی قلبش ممکنه پر از روح شیطان باشه.
What is real is demonic oppression. That's what we can have.
چه اتفاقی که برای ما ممکنه بیفته, فشار شیطانی.
Not what it said, which is read. Yeah. Jesus I know.
عیسا رو تو میشناسم.
Paul I know.
پولس رو میشناسم.
Yeah, these demons knew Paul.
شیطان ها.
Why did they know Paul?
عیسا رو میشناختن. چرا پولس رو میشناختن؟
Paul is a servant of Jesus.
پولس خادم مسیح بوده, پس میشناختن.
The devil say, hey, he is on our radar. We know who this guy is.
میدونیم اون کیه؟ شناختیمش, دیدیمش.
We don't like this guy.
ازش خوشمون نمیاد.
Yeah, so when you are serving God.
وقتی به خداوند خدمت میکنی.
When you're walking rightly before him.
وقتی درست برای خداوند خدمت میکنی.
When you're preaching the gospel.
وقتی انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه میکنی.
Yeah, you attract attention from the devil.
توجه شیطان و جن ها
And you can experience demonic oppression.
ممکنه حمله های روحانی داشته باشی.
Yes, Satan and his minions coming against you.
شیطان و بچه‌هاش تلاش کنند که سنگ بزنن جلوی تو. بخوان تو رو ناامید کنند.
Trying to get you to quit what you are doing.
باعث بشه که دست بکشی از کاری که داری انجام میدی.
Now, what is the solution?
راه حلمون چیه؟
Keep walking with Jesus. That's all.
ادامه بدیم برای عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
آن که درون شماست بزرگتر و عظیمتر از آن کسی که در دنیا است.
Yeah, I was listening to the book of Numbers yesterday,
to
the story of Balaam. Yeah, where you have Balak, who's calling Balaam, who is supposedly this man of God, who can do things for you. And he wants him to pronounce curses on the Israelites. But God doesn't allow that to happen. So instead of Balaam being cursing the Israelites, he's blessing them. And Balak is upset. Do it from his different position and things like that. But what in the end is what Balaam advises Balak to do to hurt the Israelites. And it's by trying to get them to sin against God. Yeah, and we know in this case it was fornication and 24,000 of them died. Yeah, you are your worst enemy, not the devil.
But
does the Bible say, resist the devil and he will flee from you? How do we do that?
چجوری می‌تونیم ضد شیطان مقابله کنیم؟
What did Jesus do?
When he was tempted. کرد وقتی وسوسه شد.
Yeah. He went to the word of God.
کلام خدا رو باز کرد.
It is written.
با کلام
this is what God
has نوشته
said.
شده. خداوند گفته.
And Satan had to go. Satan left.
Left him. فرار می‌کنه.
Yeah. Yeah, you will not be able to live a victorious life as a Christian if you're not reading the Word of God. If you're not exposed to the Word of God. Because the devil will start winning way too many battles in your life.
Yeah.
Not because he has the power to make you, but because you are not walking with God.
قدرت خدا نجنگیدی ممکنه شکست بخوری.
So will the demons know you when you serve
آیا
God?
وقتی تو به خداوند خدمت
می‌کنی yes.
شیطان تو رو می‌شناسه؟ بله می‌شناسه.
They know where you live.
میدونه کجا زندگی می‌کنی، آدرس تو بلده. میدونه کجایی و چه کاری
هستی. There's nothing to be afraid of when we walk with God.
اما از هیچ چی نباید ترسید اگر برای خداوند
yes,
خدمت کنی.
Spiritual oppression is something
بله
that is real.
حمله روحانی واقعیه و وجود داره.
Not possession, oppression.
حمله روحانی نه طوری ازش.
We will get through these things.
جن زده شدن شیطانی شدن.
will get out stronger.
ما پیروز خواهیم شد ازشون، نه تنها پیروز میشیم بلکه بعد از اون جنگ روحانی قوی تر و قوی تر برای خداوند خدمت خواهیم کرد.
Jesus I know, Paul I know.
عیسی رو میشناسم.
But the other ones, hey, who are you? Yeah, Jesus preaches the gospel. He is known. They know exactly who he is. His message comes with power. He's casting out his demons. He's healing the sick.
Yeah?
Read the next verses. 38-42. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. And they besought him for her, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick were with diverse diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them.
و چون آفتاب غروب میکرد همه آنانی که اشخاص مبتلا به انواع مرضها داشتند ایشان را نزد وی آوردند و به هر یکی از ایشان دست گذارده شفا داد و دیوها نیز از بسیاری بیرون میرفتند و فریاد زنان میگفتند که تو مسیح پسر خدا هستی ولی ایشان را قدغن کرده نگذاشت که حرف زنند زیرا که دانستند او مسیح است و چون روز شد روانه شده به مکانی متروکه رفت و گروهی بسیار در جستجوی او آمده نزدش رسیدند و او را باز می داشتند که از نزد ایشان نرود.
Yeah, Jesus goes around teaching. He's healing sick. He's casting out all these devils.
Yeah.
He commands these devils as well. Hey, be quiet. Don't speak. His disciples, of his disciples and apostles were given these powers as well. Healing sick, casting out devils. Of course, not by their own power, but by the power of God.
Now,
I do believe that God heals today. Yeah, because the Bible tells us that if somebody is very sick,
you
have to call for the elders of the church and pray for the sick.
Yeah,
but nobody has the power today to just go around and go heal everybody. Yeah, these faith healers are quacks. They're wicked, evil, false teachers, deceiving people.
معلمین دروغی هستند که میخوان مردم رو گول بزنن.
Yeah, the same with casting out devils.
روح پلید رو بیرون کردن تو دنیای امروز.
We can pray for people.
میتونیم دعا کنیم برای یه نفر که خداوند آزادش کنه.
That people are demon possessed. But don't presume that you just have the power to just speak to devils and they do whatever you say.
جوری صحبت کنی که حرف شما رو گوش بده و هر کاری خواست هم موقع انجام بده.
You might say, now what can we do? Yeah.
میگیم ما چی کار میتونیم بکنیم برای.
They went with power and all these confirmations.
رفتن و تایید شدن در
read the next verse and see what the focus actually is.
43 and 44.
And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogue of Galilee. Yeah, so what is the main thing? What was Jesus sent for? Was he sent to just come and heal physical sick people? Was it just to set people free from demon possession? No, the most important thing, the important message, the thing that was important is the message. Yeah? He must preach the kingdom of God.
موعظه کنین ملکوت خداوند رو.
And the miracles just authenticated that message.
و معجزاتش تاییدیه اون کلام بوده.
Yeah, Jesus was authenticated by the miracles he did.
عیسی مسیح تایید شد با همه معجزاتی که
The apostles had been all over the world. Nobody knowing much about these things.
وقتی حقیقت کلام رو
نمی‌دونستن،
یه تاییدیه کلامش بود.
That these people were from God because they were able to do things that nobody else could do.
چون کارهایی رو میتونستن انجام بدن که بقیه نمیتونستن.
But it is the message that is central at the ministry of Jesus.
پیامی هست که مرکزشه در اول کلام
That is something that we can do as well.
ما هم امروز میتونیم
کارو
بکنیم.
Because we can preach the gospel.
ما هم میتونیم انجیل عیسی مسیح رو
بیان کنیم. We are commanded to do as God's people.
ما هم فرمان داده شده به عنوان قوم خداوند
کارو بکنیم. But we miss the power.
اما امروز قدرت نداریم.
No, you don't miss anything.
هیچ چیزی نه.
You have the word of God.
کلام خداوند رو داریم.
Yeah. Go to Romans 1:16.
رومیان فصل 1:16.
You have the gospel which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it.
Romans 1:16. زیرا که از انجیل مسیح سرافکنده نیستم چون که قوت خداست و برای نجات هر کس که ایمان آورد اول یهود پس یونانی.
آمین.
آمین.
آمین.